Welcome. You're listening to a recording provided for the use of the blind and print impaired. Materials or items read on Ayers Allais are the copyright property of the original authors and publishers. No unauthorized use or duplication is permitted. There's something new on Ayers Allais every day. Hello, this is Roger Baker, and every Wednesday we bring you interesting and useful news about business and personal finance. The following is an article from the online website Yahoo Finance. The article was written by Michelle Lerner. Will the housing market crash in 2026? What the numbers say. A housing market crash happens when home values plummet due to a lack of demand for an oversupply of homes. The factors leading to a housing market crash are varied, ranging from economic recessions to high mortgage rates that make it less affordable to buy a home. A housing crash can have upsides, low home prices, and downsides, losing built-up equity and tighter finances. Is the housing market going to crash soon? Generally, experts don't foresee a housing market crash in 2026. If anything, they see a greater sense of normalcy following multiple years of twists and turns. We're not heading toward a housing crash. We're in a market correction defined by stability, not volatility, Hobie Hanna, CEO of Howard Hanna Real Estate Services, said via email. Today's housing environment is fundamentally different from 2008. Homeowners have record levels of equity, lending standards are sound, and inventory remains constrained. What we're seeing now is a normalization, not a collapse, as the market adjusts to new economic realities. For buyers and sellers, this is a market filled with opportunity and resilience, not instability or uncertainty. What about jobs data? It could be difficult to consider 2026 as a market filled with opportunity when the economy lost 966,000 job openings last year. According to the May Job Openings and Labor Turnover Survey, JOLTS, the number of job openings and hires were unchanged at 7.6 million and 5.2 million respectively, while total separations were little changed at 5.1 million. Here's the good news. The monthly ADP National Employment Report beat expectations with the private sector, adding 98,000 jobs in June 2026, with pay up 4.4% year over year. Overall, hiring is steady, but job growth continues to favor certain industries, including healthcare, Neela Richardson, chief economist for ADP, said in a release. In March, this solid performance was accompanied by a boost in pay gains for job changers. So the jobs market isn't struggling to the point that it would lead to a housing market crash anytime soon. Home prices continue to slowly rise. Are home prices slumping? No. But they are also not experiencing the rapid growth seen in early 2025. U.S. annual home price growth was 0.8% in May 2026, picking up the pace from 0.4% year-over-year growth in April, according to real estate data company Cotality. We are in a period of low sales and price growth that mirrors the disconnect between incomes and home prices seen during 20th century recessions, Tom Malone, principal economist at Cotality, said in an analysis. This time, however, the dynamics are reversed. Rather than an economic collapse, a housing surge is waiting for the rest of the economy to catch up. While the 2026 spring home buying season may spark some momentum, the most likely outcome is modest price growth as buyers and sellers remain at a standoff. Housing market crashes. Supply and demand dynamics. For the housing market to crash, supply and demand must be drastically out of balance, favoring supply. While supply is tight, the discrepancy isn't as drastic as it was in 2008. As of May 2026, the National Association of Realtors showed a housing supply of 4.5 months. In a normal market balanced between buyers and sellers, we would have a six-month supply of home, said Rick Sharga, founder and CEO of C.J. Patrick Company, a market intelligence firm for real estate and mortgage companies. For comparison, the buildup to the 2008 financial crisis led to a drastic oversupply, 13 months. That was more than double the average figure of 6 months. NAR also reported that affordability declined in May, snapping an eight-month streak of improvement. Mortgage rates, meanwhile, have climbed back into the mid-6% range, well off the three-year lows seen just before the Middle East conflict. Housing crisis lessons for today. The housing crash that started in 2007 and contributed to the global financial crisis continues to weigh heavily on the minds of many economists and consumers. But the factors that led to that crash are not in place today. Not only are housing supply levels and home equity levels vastly different, but mortgages are a different animal as well. Lending practices have tightened significantly since 2007, making for a wildly different scenario today than we faced back then, David Gottlieb, a wealth advisor at Savvy Advisors, said via email. Gone are the days of the low-to-no-documentation mortgage and zero down for anyone and everyone. Today, lenders are looking for buyers willing to put skin in the game. The lowest down payments are typically with VA loans, which offer 0% down, and FHA loans, which offer down payments as low as 3.5%. Both loans still require income, asset, and employment verification. With those subprime lending products gone, and most mortgage lenders requiring money down, today's homeowners also have significantly more home equity than those from the early 2000s. Today, the average American has just under $300,000 in home equity, and sellers can afford to cut prices to close a deal. When comparing the financial health of the consumer and banking industry between 2008 and today, we truly are looking at apples and oranges, Gottlieb said. Signs of a housing market crash. Whether you're monitoring your home's value or hoping to buy a new home, you may want to watch for signs of a future housing market crash. An economic shock, such as a significant stock market crash or a prolonged period of job cuts, could signal the start of a housing market crash. If unemployment rose rapidly and homeowners couldn't afford their mortgage payments, they could lose their homes to foreclosure if they couldn't sell them. A large increase in foreclosures would bring home values down, potentially triggering a housing crash. Sharkey suggested that consumers watch their local market conditions, such as whether the population and the job market are growing or declining, along with the wages, home sales, and home prices. While a national housing crash remains very unlikely, every market is unique, and some are likely to see prices go down even as the national numbers are going up. Probably not enough to designate it as a crash, but enough to make a difference for some homeowners, Sharkey said. What a housing market crash could mean for homebuyers. A housing crash is a mixed bag for homebuyers. Crashes typically come with other economic undesirables, like job losses. Even if housing prices drop, increasing unemployment numbers could mean many Americans find it more difficult to qualify for a mortgage. On the other hand, some homebuyers could welcome a crash. Lower prices could mean those who have saved and are steadily employed have first dibs on more affordable housing. What a housing market crash could mean for sellers. In a housing crash, homeowners who don't need to sell may prefer to wait until home values regain their strength. Being underwater on your mortgage, owing more than your mortgage balance than the value of your home, as many people were during the previous housing market crash, doesn't immediately impact your finances. However, if you need to sell your house, you may need to consider more competitive pricing or offer attractive concessions. Buyers in market crashes are looking for bargains, and you may end up with less profit on your home than you anticipated. How to prepare for a potential housing market crash. If you're worried about when the housing market will crash again, you can take steps to protect your financial well-being. Build an emergency fund. Experts recommend having 3 to 6 months' expenses in the bank. Pay down your debt. Try to prioritize high-interest debt, like credit cards. Buy within your budget. Whether the market crashes or not, it's always wise to have a mortgage you can comfortably afford. Make extra mortgage payments. Even a little bit extra cash each month can help you build equity in your home faster. Choose a fixed-rate mortgage. Enjoy a steady mortgage payment and don't worry if rates increase. A fixed mortgage rate is locked in, regardless of what happens in the real estate market. If you want to learn more about Ayers LA and the types of programs we offer, follow us by clicking on any of the social media links at the top of our webpages. If you like what you see or hear, please click the like button. This podcast is for the sole use of our blind and print-impaired audience. Any unauthorized use is prohibited. We'll be back again next Wednesday to bring you more helpful news about business and personal finance. I'm Roger Baker.